This hour is brought to you by NJ Diet. NJ Diet contractually guarantees that you'll lose 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. Go to NJDiet.com or call them at 855-5-NJ-DIET.
Live from State Street and the old National Bank Studio, this is Waddle and Sylvie. See them on Twitch at ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Or listen to the ESPN Chicago app, ESPN 1000 and 100.3 HD2.
This is WMVP, WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
Made it to your weekend. Waddle and I are here until 5:30. We got an early Sox game on the South Side, Detroit in town. We got a Bears football game on the lakefront tomorrow. And my Nagy's back.
Oh, that's right.
What do you think Matt's doing right now?
Probably enjoying the fact that Patrick Mahomes is his quarterback and not Mitch.
Yeah, but I mean, you really want to be a quarterback's coach again? That's what he's going to be. I've heard some people continue to say that. He's a better coordinator than he had. No, he's the thing that Matt Nagy was worst at was calling plays.
Well, as you've said a bunch, he fired himself a couple of times.
Yes, like there's, to me,
that's probably driving around right now, isn't he? Are the Chiefs probably here already?
He can do three things in the NFL. He could be a quarterback's coach. He could be an assistant head coach. And maybe he gets another shot to be head coach. Who the hell knows? I wouldn't do it. But I certainly would never, ever, ever trust him with designing my offense. He would never be an offensive coordinator again. He couldn't call plays. He couldn't design plays. He couldn't make guys better. There is no Matt Nagy system. I'm getting back into Matt Nagy.
34 and 31 in 4 years here with two trips to the postseason.
Yeah, like at least,
12 and 4, 8 and 8, 8 and 8, 6 and 11, one losing season.
But the coordinating spot is where I think he failed most. That's where he failed most.
Look, again, I don't want to spend any time really reliving history.
I'm sorry apologize. I get it.
Mitch is going to be in action. He's going to start for the Steelers in their first preseason game.
And it's good. Yeah. I want Mitch to start in the NFL. It will give us something else to focus on, too. Not like we need anything for the NFL.
Listen,
more to focus on, but it's more fun.
That you feel good about rooting for, it would be Mitch. You just would root for him in somebody else's uniform.
Right, and not as your quarterback.
Right. Not wishing Mitch ill will. I'm not wishing Matt Nagy ill will. Matt Nagy was a wonderful guy when he was here.
He's back in Andy Reid's world.
It didn't make sense to me. That's the easiest way I could put it.
Yeah.
Is that when I looked at it too frequently, it didn't make sense.
Yeah. I want to get into what Roquan, the Pro Football Talk had an interesting story about Roquan's representatives. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to take a couple calls, though. They've been patient. Jim is in Downers here on ESPN 1000. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, happy Friday.
You too.
Hey, I'm running down to the Bears game tomorrow. I'm a season ticket holder. I asked myself why. But I was going to ask Waddle, like, what can you look for at a preseason game to get any indication at all where this team's going?
Okay, that's a great question, Jim. First of all,
does he get a point now?
Yeah. First of all, I think there is something to go see because all of their starters, those that are healthy, are going to actually play. Now, they're going to play limited snaps. I thought I saw somewhere between 15 and 20 plays, which is actually, depending on how well that you do as an offense, I mean, do the math. That could be, that could be five or six series if you're going three and out every time. Hopefully that's not going to be the case. The simple stuff, okay? I'll give you one thing to look for the quarterback. Does he look like he's, does he look comfortable back there? And, does it seem like he's reading things quickly? Does it make sense? Look at the game plan. They're not going to show you a whole lot, okay? They're going to keep it very simple. But I hope it's clean. I hope they get in and out of the huddle quickly. I hope there's no false start penalties. I hope that, things look nice and crisp. You don't have to put 40 on the board for it to be a decent afternoon. But there are still things you can look at and be looking for. I don't think that just because it's the first preseason game, it's not a useless exercise.
All of that I'm good with and I agree with. I do not want to see anybody else limp off the field.
Yeah, well, that is well, sure.
And it's football, so it's probably going to happen. They cannot afford any more injuries. And, and I want that offensive line. Did you mention Braxton Jones, too?
I did not, but like, I talked to a few people that I trust that are excited about him.
Yeah, now you'll look at that side of the ball, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, to see if he's holding up his end of the bargain. I mean, it would be something if he could step in right away.
I had two people tell me that they thought that Braxton Jones shows signs of being a guy that, whether it materializes in week one, but they feel strongly that he's a guy that can play that position in this league.
It was it your first experience training camp at Halas too?
Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So for both of us, we have not, like, I've covered practices after Bourbonnais ended or after Platteville ended that was still in the preseason, but I've never experienced, quote, training camp, and this is with a crowd too.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I thought the Bears did a really good job.
Yeah.
And every worker, I said this to my wife right away, every person who is there helping you get into the gates,
yeah,
you know, sometimes you get the overzealous security guards, you get the overzealous workers.
Stand back.
Right, all that stuff. Every person, once you got off these shuttle buses, were great.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job.
Good morning, welcome to Bears camp. Yeah. Hey, come on over, you guys want to try this. That you walk in the first row and, like, they've extended that thing, the land there.
Yeah.
And there's all these different things for kids when you first walk in, and then there's a food truck, and there's the Kona ice truck.
Listen, they have underachieved on the fields on Sundays and Thursday nights and Monday nights, and we've been very critical of them. They've done a lot of good things up there in terms of making that experience one that kids and adults alike can actually enjoy.
And because when I first heard, oh, they're bringing training camp back, I'm like, oh, well, that's it for crowds. There was a big crowd there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like Bourbonnais, but there's quite a few bleacher places. They let you stand along the rope. We're in the backfields. What I liked the most that I told Waddle and Meller this morning in the pre-show fist fight was they keep the Walter Payton Center open, and that's their bubble. With the indoor practice facility, and they allow you and your kids to go in there, and in one corner they have an obstacle course set up. In another corner, you can just play catch with your kids, run around an AstroTurf football field. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like, there was nowhere to ever do that before for just regular fans.
It should be a given, as we've had this conversation in the past. Every major sports entity should have great facilities. Their facility's nice, and the area where they practiced, where we watched, was a swamp 4 years ago.
Is that what it was?
It was. It was a swamp. It was part of that area. They brought like tons and tons and tons of sand, and they created a base, and then they were able to create two fields, and they put there was the viewing area as well, where you know, for some of their sponsors, they have a building that you could sit up high and you can watch. I mean, they've done a lot of good things with the place.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Let's go to Rob in Vernon Hills. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Rob?
Hey, boys. Love the show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Still be strong. HP strong. Real quick, loved your interviews with Billy Corgan and Bob Odenkirk over the last week. And Billy, he raised $250,000. I don't know if you guys heard.
It's crazy. Awesome. He's such a good dude. Yeah, we like him a lot.
Yeah, so those are great interviews. I want to ask you guys, did you know that Bob Odenkirk, he wrote the skit with Matt
Super
Foley?
Fans.
Yeah, no, not that one. He wrote that one too, but he wrote the one with Matt Foley and Christina Applegate and David Spade, motivational speaker guy.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great.
He's a genius.
He is.
Yeah.
I will say this, the last two episodes of Better Call Saul that I've seen.
Left you wanting more?
They've slowed down a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys, this never ceases to amaze me. Only Cubs fans will piss away $3,000 to go see the Cubs play in a minor league field. Think about it. Sylvie, you got your family of four. $6.50 a ticket, times four, times your hotel, times a couple hot dogs. You're out $3,000 before you even sat down.
It's still a pretty good. It's still a unique experience, is it not? I mean, you may never. Don't you think?
For a third of that, you could have an autograph from Pete Rose and Sammy Sosa and have a conversation with him outside the confines.
Baseball jail outside.
They said that you could go to the rest of the Reds games and it wouldn't cost you that much.
That's true. That is true. Season. Nor should it.
Hold on, Rob. What did you tell us on the text chain?
Didn't you see that there's a sign behind home plate for the Royals at the Royals games where it was $29.99 for the remainder of the home games for the season? For $29.99, I sent you that. Yeah, $29.99 gets you a ticket to every remaining home game.
What a deal.
For the Kansas City Royals, if you're interested. You see that big sign behind home plate?
I didn't until you mentioned that. I didn't notice it.
$29.99 for the remaining schedule here at, was it Kauffman Stadium?
Boys, on a football note, let me ask you a quick question, then I'll hang up.
Yeah.
Where do you guys rank? I like Waddle at Roquan at about $90 million for five. But let me ask you, Waddle, how much does an agent take? So isn't that equal to
standard,
$100 million?
It's standard 3% in the NFL. The NFL PA and the owner or the owners is part of. I believe it's part of the collectively bargained new deal. Is that the maximum an agent can charge a player is 3%. I believe you can negotiate it down. I'm not 100% sure.
So that would be less than $3 million, though. If he landed, say for instance, a 5-year $90 million deal, that would be $2.7 million.
Yes,
he would save.
Well, that's what he's looking to save by not having an agent. I mean, this is
per year, right?
Isn't no, that's the whole life of the contract.
Contract. I mean, listen, I don't know. I don't know how the tax laws are these days. Maybe you can write that off as well. I'm not sure. So, but I can tell you this. I think in his case, it would be worth it. I think it would. I think it'd be worth it. However, it's
because
negotiated.
If nothing else, I don't know. Because he needs somebody to advise him. Like, and that $2.7 million would be well worth it because, first of all, the collateral damage that he's dealing with right now on all the fronts because he's trying to either broker a deal, which he's really not allowed to do. That's what an agent can actually do.
And Jeff, if that contract is written correctly, you could recoup that 2.7 quickly in different incentives that may be created by your agent.
And that's assuming that the agent can't have some wiggle room where they can actually extract close to $2.7 million. And over, like, when you're talking about a big deal like $90 million, a good agent should be able to procure close to that 3% just from the team. Because
Built into the contract.
Exactly. Yeah, and so it just does. It's penny wise and pound foolish.
It goes also to something that you mentioned at the last break coming in. You know, there's a report that his people have been. Isn't that what was tweeted out there? I think Pro Football Talk.
I got the story in front of me right now. You want me to read it? So this is from Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, earlier today. Someone is calling teams on behalf of Roquan Smith to solicit trade interest. The story reads, an awkward situation between the Bears and linebacker Roquan Smith could soon be getting even more awkward. Per a league source, a person purporting to represent Smith has been calling other teams in order to gauge potential trade interest. It's a problem for two reasons. First, the person isn't an NFLPA certified agent. He can't represent Smith or any other player. Second, Smith has not received permission to seek a trade.
Yes.
Basically, the person is setting up a potential tampering trap for any team that either engages in conversations regarding Smith or fails to promptly notify the Bears of the impermissible contact.
I don't want to jump to any conclusions. This could just be some guy who lives in Elgin who just decided to call and say, hey, can I get a hold of who's in charge of making trades over there and with the Eagles? I have no idea.
I want to talk to Howie Roseman.
Yeah, but the truth is this is where this stuff gets weird. Where if you don't have your T's crossed and your I's dotted and you're not represented by an agent, you find yourself treading into this type of territory.
Right, where you have people who are not trained in this. He says it's unclear whether Smith would have any problem, have any problems for attempting to instigate tampering, but this is a far different than a team reaching out to a player or his agent. This is a player who isn't represented trying to generate trade interest at a time when his current team has not authorized trade talks.
And the thing is, an agent can always do that because agents have several clients throughout the league. So they can cover their tracks.
Yes.
and still have a conversation.
Actually, Jeff, they could gauge the temperature for it without compromising the player because of the contacts that you have.
Like, just for instance, because he's the most famous, I think you could say Drew Rosenhaus could call a team like the Seahawks on behalf of one of his clients who's already a member of the Seahawks, and then in passing, because his phone's not being tested. Hey, by the
any
way,
interest in an inside linebacker?
There you go. You don't have to name him by name.
How much money would you guys be willing to pay a middle linebacker who's at the top of the league, who's going to be a free agent, say next year? How much would you guys be willing to? And if so, would you be willing to trade a second round pick to get that player? Done. And then he is reading the room for you. And that's why...
Well, there again, Jeff, there's why the value of an agent comes into play. Because that guy can help facilitate a trade that you can't yourself. So, I mean, it's... I still believe the White Sox are a messier situation. But when you ask the poll question, it is... That's why it's weird to me. And I think that the weirdness kind of reverberates inside the building. Like, do the Bears want to be dealing with this crap? This is a first-time GM and a first-time head coach, and now there's reports out there that somebody representing Roquan is out there doing this.
They have to have a face-to-face again, don't they? I mean,
I would think so.
Based on them playing, based on him being off the pup list, based on where the contract negotiation is, based on this report that they haven't given him permission, don't they have to call him into the office and this weekend and say,
"Yeah, this is what I would be telling them if I was them.
We want to be in the Roquan Smith business. We want to be in business with you.
Listen,
we want
Roquan,
you to lead our defense.
We want you to be here.
But we've got to start doing things differently here.
This is our offer. This is a fair offer for these reasons. This may offend you a little bit, but this is the way negotiations go. Ask Major League Baseball players who have to sit through arbitration and listen to a team tell you how much you suck as they try to negotiate the number down. Part of negotiation. But we want you. This is an equitable offer that we have. If for whatever reason you don't want it and you don't want to practice, we now have to rely on the collectively bargained remedy for this or position that we can have or our actions. And that is we're going to fine you $40,000 for every day that you're not practicing that you're able to practice.
Yeah.
If you would like to continue to negotiate with us, we'll negotiate with you, but you got to be in uniform practice.
Yeah, we won't go anywhere if you're not playing, if you're not practicing. We've got to do this in good faith.
Yeah.
The Bears blog, Jeff Hughes, tweeted out earlier in the day, 2 hours ago, "I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing Roquan. This is a very immature kid off the field, and the Bears have had his back on a number of times. He knows that. His, quote, disrespect claim is poppycock. And, oh, they offered him $95 million. Pretty well-connected writer, Jeff Hughes, said that $95 million was the offer.
Like, I would never dispute any of that. I don't know how the 95 is actually pieced together.
Right.
What the guaranteed money is.
Here's Eberflus yesterday because, again, do they have a plan yet on how they want to proceed with Roquan? If he does, he wasn't sharing with reporters yesterday.
To deal with.
Man, is it your understanding that Roquan will not practice unless he has a new contract?
I don't have that understanding one way or the other. I don't know. You have to ask him.
This morning, did you think that there was a possibility he would practice because he was deemed healthy?
Yeah. Like I said, I expect all the healthy guys to practice.
You have guys like sending out practice that are healthy, right? I mean, so like you could have six or seven guys say we're not happy, so we're going to send out practice. So do you have some sort of policy? Have you been through other organizations where this has happened? You've had, other examples where maybe just trying to discipline guys?
Yeah, you have that. There's no question. That's why it's in place, right? That's why it's in place. So, like I said, we'll cross that road when we get there. We'll talk about it as an organization as we go through day by day.
And this seems like this is a clear violation of your standards. And what you're communicating to us is that you're just going to proceed business as usual here.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that right now, today, we're saying that he didn't practice. You're going to have to ask him why he didn't practice, and then we're gonna take it day by day. That's what we're saying.
Matt, you understand kind of the bind we're in when you say we have to ask him these questions, but we can't talk to him until he actually practices?
Yeah, I understand. Yep.
There's Eberflus.
I mean, you think he wants to be dealing with this as well?
No. Again, he's setting the program up.
Right.
He's just setting. He's in the this first training camp as a rookie head coach trying to at the bottom and set. This is a player who I would think he'd want to be a part of the team for the next 5 years.
I think you heard frustration in Ryan Poles' voice when he met the media a couple of days ago. I think you hear frustration in Matt Eberflus's voice here. That's why I feel the grace period is about to end. I believe the grace period will extend through the first game. Again, just my prediction. I don't believe that they will fine him a game check, which they have the right to do through the NFL collective bargaining agreement. I believe when they come to work on Monday, that's when it gets real. That's when the fines will be imposed, and that's when they can't be rescinded. But until then, I think that this is a moment where they'll say, look, Roquan, we've got until Monday to hammer this out. On Monday, what we're going to do is use the rules of the collective bargaining agreement. And unfortunately, despite the fact we don't want to do this, I can't set precedent any longer not doing it. You're going to be fined $40,000 a day for every practice you miss. I think that's the approach they're going to take.
Will they tell us? Will we know that? Will this be public, do you think? Or will this be all disguised again?
Maybe Roquan will make that public. And I don't believe that that's an unreasonable approach by the Bears.
It's not. No. 312-332-3776. What do you want to see this weekend? We've got football back in our lives. You've made it to the weekend. There's a Bears game tomorrow. We've taken a lot of White Sox calls, venting. They're back at 500. They have a 6-10 start on the south side. We'll have the pregame at 5:30. I've got their lineup that I want to relay. Last call right now for Would You Rathers. Send us your hashtag WS Would You Rathers to Tyler and Meller. It could be sports. So many things going on. Could be away from sports. Whatever's on your mind, we will give away a gift card to Lou Malnati's. So send us your Would You Rathers, last call for them right now.
Chicago's home for sports is on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago today.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Hey, this is Coach Mike Ditka.
Greg Olsen here.
This is Stacey King.
Hey, this is D. Rose.
What up? This is Ludacris.
Hello, this is Stick Enberg. Would you like to play a little? Would you rather? Oh, my.
We're really on for our showtime on Tuesday. We remember we had that 2:30 off, so we never got to do Would You Rather, so we'll do it today. It's brought to you by Lou Malnati's. Who is tweeting about Lou Malnati's, about when they got traded to Chicago? I think one of the players was talking about grabbing Lou Malnati's. I think it was one of the Cubs players, wasn't it? They could not wait. Not only to play in Chicago, but then
was
to
it
have
McKinstry?
I think so.
Zach McKinstry?
The Dodger, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he was very excited. So you should be too. Check out Lou Malnati's, and we'll give away a gift card to the best Would You Rather. Make it fun. Make them creative. Hashtag at WS Would You Rather. Send them to Meller and Tyler Aki.
I've gotten ready for White Sox baseball tonight by watching really bad fundamental Little League baseball and now fast pitch softball.
I was telling Meller
the product has been horrible today.
Well, easy.
I'm just saying this is funny because
I haven't heard Tyler get this animated about something in a while.
First of all, the Little League World Series game that I saw today, I'm just saying the fundamentals were horrible. Horrible.
I watch the White Sox every day, and they don't do fundamentals.
That's what I said, is I'm getting ready for White Sox baseball tonight by watching bad fundamentals today.
They're 11. They're 12. They're on the national stage.
Can I not make an observation that the Little League World Series today was fundamentally unsound?
What did you see that you did not like?
All of the fundamentals were awful.
Like what?
Am I right, Tyler?
No, you're watching? Right. You're right. But this is going to anger you here. So this may not have been the game we're watching right now. But a kid slid in the second. He got tagged out. Throw beat him by a mile. Got tagged out. Immediately stands up on the base, points to the dugout asking for review.
Oh, wow. That's very major league.
Would not leave the base.
That's a major league baseball pimping move right
there.
Do
they have review?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Earlier this week, there was a game that should have ended three times, but it got overturned because of replay review.
Was that the guy, the third base umpire put his hands up to call timeout, and the home plate umpire ruled a fair ball down the third baseline? I believe that's what I saw.
Oh, really?
Listen, bad fundamental baseball is bad fundamental baseball.
I know, but you expect certain things.
Do you
things.
Coach your kids when they do things that are bad fundamentally?
You call them out on the radio. I didn't name any names.
I just said I saw bad fundamental baseball in the Little League World Series today.
Why are we? I want to say we've seen more coverage of these youth games. Like, it used to be just when we got to
overbearing adults is what we are.
We're getting the regionals now. What are we watching the softball
here? This is
here?
Little League, I believe it's Little League fast pitch softball. Yes, fast pitch softball. And there have been a couple of pop-ups that are dropped. I'm just saying, the fundamentals haven't been very good today. It's been a bad day for fundamentals in baseball. That's all I'm saying.
We haven't referenced either, though. How about young Brody Jackson of Webb City? Have you guys, Waddle, you caught this? I wasn't sure if initially this was real. But the young little leaguer who, for his favorite actor actress.
I saw two things in the Little League World Series that were hilarious.
He listed Alexis Texas, if you know, you know, as his favorite actor slash actress, Brody Jackson.
All right, so she's an adult film star.
Yeah, right. And then there was a kid today also I saw on Twitter who was hitting dingers wearing, like, gloves you would wear to work in the garden. He was wearing, like, those yellow leather gloves that you get from, like, Home Depot.
Wow.
Hitting dingers with those on.
Did you see the feel-good story the other day when the kid got hit in the head?
Yes, and the kid came off first base and hugged the pitcher?
Yeah, so the pitcher hit someone in the helmet, and it looked very scary. The kid was down. Kid got up, went to first base, was totally fine then. But the pitcher, like a lot of pitchers, was very shaken up. Yeah. That he hit someone in the face like that. The kid on first called timeout to go to the pitcher's mound to tell the kid he's doing a great job, and he hugged him. It was a great moment.
I think that's great. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, but yet you're calling them out for fundamental play.
There was bad fundamental. I saw bad fundamentals today. Like, listen, can I not point that out? Ooh. How soft are you sitting over there? I can't point out bad fundamentals regardless of level. By the way, in the major leagues, did you see the Padres player who slid into third base and his cell phone came out of his back pocket?
We have not talked about that either. That happened a couple nights ago.
That's got to be illegal, right?
Yes, I mean, you get it is. First thing I thought, too.
Yeah, I think it's a major fine they could. I don't know. What are they going to do? Are they going to... Did they make an example out of him? Are they issuing a warning to every clubhouse?
I have not seen Major League Baseball issue a statement or fine in regards to it.
What are you doing with a cell phone?
He didn't realize it was in his back pocket.
Why would you take your phone out to the field or put it in your back?
Ignorance here.
No, I'm not. Listen, I'm just telling you what he said.
Yeah, you don't excuse ignorance here.
No, of course not.
I'm not saying he shouldn't be fine. I'm
Nor
just
do you excuse
you
fundamental mistakes even at the Little League World That's Series. Right. You point them out and
Hit
you work
the cutoff,
on them.
Man, Junior, come on.
Don't drop a pop-up. It's just been bad play. That's all I'm saying.
So with the White Sox playing the way they're playing, with the Pittsburgh Pirate having... the cell phone in his pocket. Leave the kids alone.
No, it was a Padre. I believe it was a Padre.
Was it a Padre or a Pirate?
I think it was a Pirate.
I thought it was a Padre.
I don't want to be a Pirate.
Pirate.
No, it was a Padre.
Nobody wants to be a Pirate. All right, boys. Would you rather? How about this one? This one plays right into what Sylvie was talking about earlier, what Waddle's talking about right now. Would you rather see the Cubs welcome Sammy back with an appreciation night slash bobblehead or slash retiring his number? Or would you rather see the White Sox fire Tony La Russa right now? You have your choice.
I'm for the Sosa. You know how I feel about it.
I'm for the Sosa. I think Sammy probably would say it the same way. I'm for the Sosa.
You are right.
You just morphed into Sammy.
Yes.
I'm for the Sosa.
I apologize.
Listen, I'm with you. I'm for the Sosa as well because I think it's crazy that he can't be recognized. You fire Tony, your players still need to perform better. Like, making a managerial change, I've said to you all season long, there's no other team in baseball that had the expectations that the White Sox have had and have made as many fundamental mistakes. That team wouldn't have changed their manager. That's not going to happen on the South side. How much of a bump would it give the team? I don't know. But he's not the only problem there. I don't know why you won't let Sammy in the building. No idea.
What were we talking about? I want to bring this to the table.
Bringing back to Sosa.
I'm for the Sosa. I want to bring to the table the discussion. If the White Sox continue to underachieve and they don't win the division and don't make the playoffs, you still believe there's a chance that Tony will be back next year?
Who's firing him?
I want to talk about that in greater extent at 5. I want to talk about that more. What else do we have, boys?
Would you rather have one ass cheek or 3 toes?
This is from Dan
Campbell.
Doesn't
matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
I will beat your ass?
I think they were discussing like winning. Their mentality. Yeah.
Listen, if you have only one butt cheek, you got some serious issues. I think you're probably going to be able to exist better with only 3 toes on 1 foot than just one butt cheek.
Might be but some is balance issues, though.
What is that? Of course. Is it 3 toes in general or 3 toes on 1 foot?
Oof.
Because you have 10 toes.
Either way, you're in trouble.
I'd rather have
one ass cheek.
One ass cheek.
I'm with you.
Especially if
what's the ass cheek doing?
How about this?
What is the ass cheek doing if I eliminate one ass cheek?
And how about this?
Where are you running without a gluteus maximus on one side? You ain't going anywhere.
Where are you running with just 3 toes?
3 toes.
That's what I mean. Yeah. That's why I'm saying it's a more difficult decision than you think.
Doesn't matter if you have one ass cheek and 3 toes. I will beat your ass.
Did he script that or did he just all of a sudden think of that?
Oh, God, I hope he ad-libbed that. Because
if you're scripting that, that's a poorly written play.
You need some editors.
Yeah.
If he's scripting that.
Yeah.
Did you watch it yet?
I haven't.
You have no interest in it, do
no,
you?
No, I may watch it, yeah.
Watch it next week.
Listen, I just got finished with season 4, episode 1 of The Wire.
Oh!
Yeah.
You saw a good episode in the last couple.
Yeah. It's been good. What happened in the final episode of season 3 was...
Yeah.
I kind of figured something was going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was very shocking.
We need to discuss that after in the break.
Yeah.
All right, boys, how about this one? Would you rather represent yourself in a major contract negotiation or have Cap negotiate for you, knowing that he's only telling everybody just to take that?
Take that! So he's not even discussing any incentives or anything? He's just walking in and the only words out of his mouth are take that?
Cap's coming in and saying, $100 million, you know he's the best linebacker in the league. Take that. Or nothing.
Listen, I think I could rep myself better than that. Than someone making a statement and then screaming, take that.
Take that.
You just have to be willing to have thick skin. Because you know they're coming at you.
This is the cat man I'm calling to see if you have any interest in my client. Who knows? It could be Cap calling other teams for Roquan. No one.
Take that.
No wonder we have an issue.
Well, what are they?
I don't think he'd be a bad agent.
I don't
actually.
Either. But like
he's
that,
a good phone guy.
That
he likes
approach,
to call people.
The whole screaming at you, take that, probably won't go over well.
No, I think he's just like yelling, take that. But there is substance with some of the negotiations tactics.
I think Roquan has basically said that. Take that.
Take that.
He says, I won't take that.
I still want the Sosa. I want the Sosa.
Me too. It's pretty good. Any other ones, guys?
Would you rather be the first person to step foot on Mars or be the first person to touch ground at the deepest spot underwater on Earth?
I have no desire for either. Like
I don't either, but... Like, if you get to Mars, that's today, it takes you months.
Well, but you're right. If it, by today's time, travel, and it's... And we're talking about being safe in both regards,
you
right?
You can't, like, just jump in the water and then go down 5,000 feet. Your head would explode. Your lungs would collapse and your head would explode. So you'd have to be in some sort of sea suit.
Correct.
I mean, I'd rather do that because it'd be over quicker.
We know when you go that far down, you're going to see extreme life down there, right?
You're going to see giant squid.
Maybe you're the first guy to find Martians, but there's no guarantee.
I just don't want to be on a flying device for 6 months. What am I going to do sitting there for 6 months flying to Mars?
You binge. What you do when you sit at home for 6 months? You binge a bunch of shows.
Well, am I going to get good? What if I don't have internet access?
Of course you do.
Is my Netflix going to come in clean?
And you've got the technology to fly to Mars.
Really?
You better have some sort of a way to
binge
shows.
You would think. I'm flying on an airplane. It can't get get the internet sometimes.
That's true, but this is a make-believe Would You Rather segment.
I'm just saying.
This is Tom Waddle going to Mars.
I'm not going to be worried
about whether we have the capabilities to stream.
6 months on a vehicle taking you to Mars? Take that yourself. Take that. I'm not doing that. That's not for me.
You could bring one person.
That's my daughter and my niece right there.
Okay, so...
Where are you guys going? Okay, can't hear you. I don't read lips well.
You asked the question. Yeah.
Right in front of her, answer this. If you were to fly to Mars and you could bring one person, who would you bring?
My wife.
Oh, very good.
My wife.
Are you just being patronizing?
What do you mean patronizing? I'm not patronizing my wife.
Would he have answered you? Who's going to answer you?
No. I was thinking
I'm
someone...
I'm taking the good kid.
I thought he was actually going to say Lola.
No.
Why did
the
you
good kid? This is the last thing I saw the good kid do was that. He left the studio doing that.
Oh, man. All right, those are pretty good. I didn't like the Mars or deep water one. What was your favorite, guys? You pick
the
a winner.
The Sosa.
So we're for the Sosa for this
we're
one?
For the Sosa.
For the Sosa? All right.
We're for the Sosa. Boy, I don't know why they're so dug in on this. Like
that is one of the great Chicago sports mysteries to me.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I don't know why that is something that absolutely
that they will not budge on.
Yeah, that is not good for their sports senses. I don't get it.
All right, we've got Free Ticket Friday brought to you by Miller Lite. We'll give away more tickets coming up, and we've got What to Watch For. And then I want to bring up La Russa, and there was a surprising amount of lack of action at Guaranteed Rate today, too. We'll get into that. We've got an early Sox game at 5:30.
Wait for it. Wait for it. You'll hear it. Sometimes you just gotta wait for it. That's the sound of Miller Time, people. In this show, the Waddle and Sylvie Show celebrates Miller Time every single day. You should do the same. It's delicious and entertaining. Going to be taking the show on the road throughout the rest of the year, courtesy of our great friends and partners at Miller Lite. So what you need to do is listen every single day, every minute of every day, to find out where we will be next. Cheers! It's Miller Time. Please celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000, and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Yellow. Yellow.
How we doing?
I'm a wreck. I would have thrown it to him. Could have gone with it.
I want the show set.
It's been a free-for-all day. Right now, caller 7, you get to see Sox and Diamondbacks. You've been asking for tickets to that series all season. You've waited the cold April through the cold and rainy May.
If I can only get to August and get myself some tickets to the Sox and the D-backs.
Through the warm months of June and July to get to the end of August so you can see
I want the
Sox and Diamondbacks. August 26th, caller 7, you get that treat.
Any idea where the D-backs find themselves in the NL West?
I don't think they're good. I mean,
they're not. I think they're they in last
pretty
place?
Pretty bad, yeah.
You don't know last place unless you're a Reds fan. The D-backs are not in last place. That honor would go to the Colorado Rockies. The D-backs find themselves at 51-60, 26.5 games out of first place.
Woo! What would the White Sox be if they were in?
They would be 56-56.
Yeah.
They would be about a game and a half ahead of the Giants, behind the Padres and the Dodgers.
One back.
But how many behind the Dodgers?
1,000.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
The Dodgers are 77-33.
21.5 back.
They would be out of every. They would. Yeah, they would be out of everywhere.
Yeah.
If they were in the National League Central, Cardinals are 9 games over 500. So they'd be what?
What's the Cardinals' losses?
Cardinals are 11 games over 500.
Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. They're 11 games over 500.
What's their loss total?
50.
So they'd be 6 out, right?
Yeah.
6 or so.
Cardinals run differential is a plus 75. Your White Sox are a minus 20.
Yeah, they're still below.
Yeah.
It really is incredible. All right, let's get to a quick what to watch for as well.
Ding!
Get you set for your weekend viewing with what to watch for.
We got football to watch for tomorrow.
Of course. I'm going to put on the video of the Cubs and Reds. You're going to watch that.
Is Adam Amin doing the game? Are we back? Who's doing the game tomorrow?
He's doing the game. Yeah, he's doing the football game tomorrow, and then he's doing the White Sox game on TV on Sunday.
Listen, really? That's got to be what to watch for. Look, not just is it your Chicago Bears that will be back in action, but their starters are going to play. It's going to be Justin Fields and whoever's healthy.
Right.
And it's going to be the defense and whoever's healthy.
Well, and this team better find young players.
Yes.
The preseason is about finding young players.
I want to see what a Luke Getsy game plan may look like, even in the preseason. So to me, this is a really simple answer. It's Bears and Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm going to go for a pretty simple one, too. And that's the finale of Better Call Saul on Monday. We've talked about watching it.
Have you seen the latest?
Yeah, but maybe they're just setting us up for something really, really interesting. I didn't watch. I'm only a few minutes into the last episode.
Oh, okay.
I need to find out what happens here in this last episode. I did find this note, something to watch for, that the Today Show had this article earlier today when I Googled Better Call Saul finale. Did you see that this Monday, August 15th, Cinnabon is offering free Cinnabons?
Ooh.
On the Cinnabon app if you use Call Saul as the code.
You still
a good cinnamon.
Well, you still know where you can go get a Cinnabon.
No clue,
because I was like, I can't remember the last time I saw one.
Somewhere in a mall.
America, sure, yeah. But you frequent the mall a lot these days.
I know.
And my wife made fun of me. Most places in the malls are closed these days.
Exactly.
I got to tell you that when Cinnabon first came into existence, first time I had ever smelled that smell.
It's like a crack house.
Oh, it was at Gulf Mill Mall in Niles. And the family was besides ourselves. Like, we didn't know what to do. We threw Cinnabon parties. We reheated them. We went there for Cinnabons. We brought them home.
Do you remember as a kid you got the Pillsbury, the rolls?
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls. Well, that was like if we were good all week, that's what on Saturdays, that's what we would get. It would be like a treat for us. We would get the we would get the Pillsbury cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Now and then you would have a Cinnabon, and then all of a sudden that was like amateur hour.
Yeah.
Because it couldn't hold a candle to a good Cinnabon.
Yeah. So there's that. Let me look to see if there's a Cinnabon here. But yeah, that's my obvious one. What are you guys watching for this weekend?
All right, gents, obviously I am all in on the Premier League, which started last weekend, but I will you guys can go check the schedule out for your favorite club on that. I will go ahead and give a recommendation that was given to me by Paul Smith on Twitter. He said 13 Lives on Amazon Prime is an excellent thriller. Apparently a bunch of young soccer players trying to...
It's a true story.
Is it? I didn't even know that.
They were going in a cave, and then the flood came.
True story, wasn't it?
Yes. A flood came, and then they got trapped.
It was directed by Ron Howard, so I am going to try and check that out this
weekend. I've had this on my list, too. I don't watch enough movies either lately.
It is a remarkable story. The true story is remarkable. What had to happen for them to actually save these kids.
Tyler, what are you watching for?
I had no idea this was on Apple TV Plus, but there's a show called The Snoopy Show. It's just about Snoopy. So I will be watching that. There's a new batch of episodes out.
Do you have to get like high to watch that and enjoy it, to be honest?
I don't know. I'm about to find out.
You're talking about Peanuts,
yeah.
Snoopy?
Like, Snoopy is my favorite cartoon character of all time.
I know, but you're like 25 years old. Like, you still aren't watching Snoopy,
are you? Aren't you the one that watches SpongeBob all the time?
Not anymore. I was growing up with my kids. Like, I watched it better and enjoyed it more.
Is this made for my kids, or is this made for you who grew up loving Snoopy?
I haven't watched it yet.
I'm intrigued by this.
Will you?
Where do I get it?
Apple TV.
Okay.
Will you spark up for it?
No.
No.
Do you spark up?
No, I don't do that anymore.
Anymore?
Anymore, no.
Do you eat?
I don't, no.
No edibles?
No edibles, no weed.
Okay.
What about good policy?
Mushrooms?
I've never done mushrooms.
Molly?
Don't do it.
Nope.
Don't do any of that.
Give it a try. Nope.
Just alcohol, huh?
Yep.
There once was a Cinnabon at 500 West Madison I think that was near the train station. I think there may be one.
But there's got to be one at Old Orchard,
is it still open?
Old Orchard had like a brick and mortar.
Temporarily closed. It says 500 West Madison, temporarily closed. That's in the Ogilvy train station.
Temporarily might, yeah. I'd be surprised if it comes back.
It looks like there could be one. What's the mall in Schaumburg? Or somewhere in Schaumburg?
Woodfield?
Yes, Woodfield. Woodfield.
There could be one in Woodfield.
So I can get.
I believe there's a Cinnabon in the Hawthorne Mall.
Is there?
I thought so.
I can get a free Cinnabon if I'm willing to spend $25 in a gas drive. On gas, on my drive to a Cinnabon.
There you go.
Yeah, listen, there's one in Hawthorne Center in Vernon Hills.
Okay, that's close.
There you
go. All right, coming up next, a very uneventful day on the South Side, and that surprised us. We'll explain why it surprised us. And the latest in Roquan and the Bears weekend. It's next.